Coming up on KUCB News, the ferry service is now taking reservations, and the governor names members of the state's new climate change team. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. The City Council is considering installing a fence around the Unalaska Marine Center. City officials say they've won a grant from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to surround the port with an 8-foot-high fence topped with barbed wire. Some councilors expressed support for beefing up security at the council meeting last night, but most were hesitant because the city would still be on the hook for almost $500,000. Councilor Roger Rowland.
I'm a little bit torn because it's going to be a lot of money, and it's not necessary by law, but we'll never do it cheaper than now.
That's because the city has already brought in construction crews for the ongoing $39 million dock renovation. Councilors will have to decide now whether to tack on the fencing project in the next few months. Meanwhile, they've approved a handful of changes to city code. Councilors can no longer participate in executive sessions by telephone. Members of the Planning Commission will now be paid $100 per meeting, and the city will create the position of vice mayor, which will be filled by appointment. The council's next meeting is scheduled for the week of December 25th. The Alaska Marine Highway System has begun taking reservations for the summer season. The schedule covers May through September of 2018, and it lists pretty much the same routes and port calls as this year. While mechanical problems heavily disrupted ferry service for Southwest Alaska last summer, spokesperson Ora Landau says the fleet's in good shape right now.
We don't anticipate any repair issues changing the schedules. Most of the boats have been in long overhaul recently, so we're looking like we're in pretty good shape for the summer.
The schedule is based on a spending plan that the legislature could change come January. But if the budget is cut, Landau says reductions will most likely hit the schedule for next winter. In the meantime, you can make summer reservations online at ferryalaska.com or by calling 1-800-642-0066. Still melting and melting fast, that's basically the takeaway from the federal government's annual Arctic report card released yesterday. It finds that Arctic Ocean temperatures are increasing and sea ice is declining at the fastest rate in at least 1,500 years. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholz has the story.
The report's first line says it all. Arctic shows no sign of returning to reliably frozen region of recent past decades. Instead, everything is warming. Ocean temperatures, air temperatures, permafrost temperatures. Sea ice is shrinking, the tundra is greening, and it's all happening at a stunning pace. So fast, in fact, that researchers presenting the report kept returning to one word. Unprecedented. Jeremy Mathis with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration put it most succinctly. The Arctic, he said, is now going through the most unprecedented transition in human history. And that should concern everyone.
We want every single American to know that the changes that are happening in the Arctic will not stay in the Arctic. These changes will impact all of our lives.
Mathis compared the Arctic to the planet's refrigerator.
But the door to that refrigerator has been left open, and the cold is spilling out, cascading throughout the Northern Hemisphere.
Impacts outside the region include the ripple effects from the melting Greenland ice sheet, a major driver of global sea level rise. And researchers increasingly believe that a warming Arctic is contributing to more extreme weather events across North America, though the mechanism isn't well understood. One of the more eye-popping statistics came from Emily Osborne, also with NOAA. She reported on a review analyzing things like lake sediments and ice cores to reconstruct the past.
This data set shows that the magnitude and sustained rate of warming of the sea ice decline in the 21st century is unprecedented over the last 1,500 years and likely longer.
Then there was Vladimir Romanovsky, a permafrost researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He reported that in 2016, observational sites across the Arctic reported their highest permafrost temperatures on record. Mathis said the rapid changes taking place in the Arctic now have a momentum of their own. The process called Arctic amplification, or Arctic darkening. As bright sea ice, snow, and glaciers are replaced by darker water and land, the Arctic reflects less heat and absorbs more, leading to more warming.
That great service that the Arctic has done to the planet by reflecting that heat back into space is now being absorbed and trapped in the environment.
And he said that trend is only continuing. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.
Meanwhile, Governor Bill Walker has announced the 20 members of Alaska's new Climate Change Task Force. Their job is to come up with recommendations for how the state should deal with climate change. The team was created by Walker in an administrative order issued this fall, and it's led by Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott. Alaskans representing a wide range of interests made the final list. They include Fran Ulmer, chair of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, BP Alaska President Janet Weiss, and 17-year-old Sam Schimmel from St. Lawrence Island and the Kenai Peninsula. He's Siberian Yupik and Kenaitse.
The issue of climate change is very important for Native youth because it affects our traditions, our hunting traditions, our fishing traditions, our berry picking traditions.
Schimmel says he wants the team to tackle solutions to problems that rural and Alaska Native communities are already dealing with.
We must combat climate change, and we must try and slow it down, but we must also address the slow-moving emergency that our communities face. We need a definite and end result, and that result would be giving aid to the communities that allow communities to continue their traditions.
Although no one from the Aleutian or Pribilof Islands was selected for the team, six members were part of an earlier iteration of the group, former Governor Sarah Palin's sub-cabinet on climate change. That includes Chris Rose, executive director of the Renewable Energy Alaska Project.
Well, about 10 years has passed, and we've seen climate change accelerate. We've also seen the price of renewables come down tremendously in that decade, so I'm hoping that this time around there's a lot more action rather than recommendations.
The new climate change group will meet for the first time next week. The governor's office wants a draft of their recommendations by next September. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.